Now, obviously, in the course of these 40 or 50 minutes, one can't say very much about a great faith like Buddhism, with a very vast and complicated teaching, with a history of 2,500 years, many schools, many systems, many traditions, and so on. One can only give a very brief and very simple and therefore very inadequate summary in the hope that that will spark off some interest in you and that you will pursue that interest later on by yourselves. Now, the word Buddhism comes, or rather the word Buddhism comes from the word Buddha. The Buddha is the founder of Buddhism, just in the same way that Christ is the founder of Christianity. The word Buddha isn't really a proper name, it's really a title. Just as Christ is also a title. Christ, as you probably know, means the anointed one. So in the same way, Buddha simply means the one who knows, or the one who is enlightened, or is sometimes translated also as the one who is awake, the one who is aware. The idea being that most people are asleep, as it were, or dreaming at best, subject to all sorts of illusions and delusions, and then the Buddha, as we shall see later on, is one who is awoken from all those. So he is the founder of Buddhism. So let us just examine briefly the main facts of his life. You probably know already that the Buddha was an Indian, or perhaps not quite an Indian. He was born at a place called Lumbini, inside what is now Nepalese territory. You're students of history also, so you probably know that political boundaries fluctuate. So at present, Lumbini is inside Nepal. 100 years ago it was inside India. 100 years before that, well, probably it was back in Nepal again. But at present it is in Nepal, and the Buddha was born there roughly about 500 years before Christ. He was born into a rather aristocratic family. According to the traditions, his father was a Raja. Raja has two meanings in this connection. One is a hereditary monarch, and the other is a sort of elected president of the clan or tribe. So it seems that the Buddha's father, when the Buddha was born, was serving a term, a 12-year term, as the elected president or Raja of the Sakya tribe. Their political organization was republican. There were many little republics in northeastern India in those days, and the Buddha was born under those circumstances. So he received, so far as we can tell, what passed in those days for a very good education. He was initiated into the various traditions, the various customs of the tribe, of the clan to which he belonged, which incidentally was a Kshatriya tribe, that is a warrior caste tribe, and became skilled in all sorts of martial exploits, learned genealogy and history and things of that sort. When he was about 16, he was married to one of his cousins, and not very long afterwards, a son was born to them.